This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Off-road vehicles, or ORVs, can tear up the woods. That's why there are limits to where ORVs can drive in Michigan. But legislation at the state capitol would open up many more trails to off-roaders. The measure has been met with some opposition in northern Michigan. Some worry that places like the Jordan Valley in Antrim County could be affected. The bill would allow ORVs to drive on all state forest roads in the lower peninsula, unless designated off-limits. This is already the case in the upper peninsula. State Representative Tristan Cole drew up the bill. His district includes Antrim and Charlevoix counties. We spoke about it last week. Tristan Cole, thanks for making time.
Absolutely, David. Love being on with you.
Why should we open up forest roads in the lower peninsula to ORVs?
Sure, that's a good question. Right now, we have limited use and sporadic accessibility for our ORVs and side-by-side machines. And this is the next step in increasing tourism and improving our economy here in northern lower Michigan. And the piece of legislation that I've gotten through the House and hopefully will come through the Senate shortly, it's been through the Senate committee, will open up forest roads and trails on state land. And the important thing, David, to keep in mind is that these roads and trails are already open to motorized trail or motorized traffic.
But not ATVs and not certain ATVs. Dirt bikes or side-by-sides.
Well, now here's where it gets a little gray sometimes. Now, we have crossbreed dirt bikes that actually have a plate. Those are allowed. The side-by-sides that people spend the extra thousands of dollars, I've heard roughly $5,000 to make street legal, those are fine too. The $500 Jeep you can buy, you know, on the side of the road is legal. The big mud trucks are legal. It's just we haven't been able to allow, a four-wheeler, a John Deere Gator, or a side-by-side access to some of these roads. And part of what I heard from constituents back even before I was elected was, we want more access, and I've worked diligently with the department. In fact, the DNR is supportive of this legislation and have worked to do that.
You mentioned that these forest roads have been open in the Upper Peninsula for some time now. Why didn't they open up the forest roads in the Lower Peninsula, you know, when they opened them up in the UP?
Well, I think the intent was to ultimately do that in the future, and it just never transpired. For example, one of the things that's held up my legislation was an inventory of our forest roads and trails. And that was supposed to have been done in 1991. And the department never accomplished that inventory to find out exactly where these roads are, how many miles we have. And in fact, some, for environmental reasons, may end up being closed once there's an inventory done. And then yet there's could be some areas where there need to be, connectors so that we don't have dead-end trails where people are breaking the law and going off of the road.
Why not open up, forest roads on a case-by-case basis instead of all at once?
Well, part of that, doing inventory is going to do that. And so they are going to look at them on a case-by-case basis. And then the ones that are deemed not, that are sensitive won't be opened initially. So that's kind of how this is happening.
There are a few county commissioners in Antrim County, that's part of your district, who've come out against this legislation. They have a couple concerns. Mm-hmm. The main idea is that they're worried that the land's going to get torn up if you open up the forest roads to ORVs. What do you say to those concerns?
You know, there are always a few bad apples in any group. And right now it's illegal to tear things up with your pickup truck or your Jeep or anything right now. Back in the 80s, I spent a lot of time in the Jordan Valley, and that was really where these guys were very concerned. And the main roads to the Jordan Valley are not forest roads and trails. Those are county roads. So this does not apply to those. But back in the 80s, there was a major problem with snowmobiles, hill climbing on some of the steep banks and eroding and tearing things up. And law enforcement was able to put the crack down on that. And there is no there hasn't been any major issues with that recently. I believe the same thing will be there with ATVs and side-by-sides. There's always going to be a handful of problems here and there, but we have plenty of laws and enforcement, the ability to enforce those to put the crackdown to protect the environment.
Are there enough conservation officers and law enforcement officers, you know, to enforce the rules, you know, if the roads are open up to ORVs?
Well, there are a lot. We have a lot of law enforcement up here, and they're fully capable of enforcing these. They're very very smart. They're great people. I've done multiple ride-alongs, and it's amazing the country that they cover and how well they know their districts and, you know, who may be causing some problems. They're very good at what they do, and I'm confident that we have enough power out there to enforce this.
Have you talked to law enforcement about, you know, how this might impact their jobs?
I have. And conservation officers are a little bit concerned about a couple of things. However, my county sheriffs are very supportive of opening things up. For example, Don Snyder, sheriff of Charlevoix County, he wrote a letter urging me to open up more roads and trails because he said, you know what? I was opposed to opening up the shoulders of the roads to ATVs and side-by-sides initially. But he said, you know, honestly, we have not seen any problems, and he wants to see more opened up. By opening up more forest roads and trails and road accesses, you actually disperse more of the travel, and so there's less of an impact.
You said that some of the conservation officers did have a couple worries with the bill. What were those worries that they expressed?
Yeah, Andrea up in Charlevoix County expressed some concern about tearing up some of the wetland areas and soft spots that are out there. But in our conversation, those problems are already there with the mud trucks and people that are abusing our natural resources out there. So this what I was conversing with her about was, well, we already have the laws in place to put the smackdown on these folks that are causing environmental damage. You know, the grandfather that wants to take his kids trout fishing using his side-by-side isn't in that same category. So why are we putting the vast majority that are responsible users in the same category as people that are abusing something and they're already abusing it?
State Representative Tristan Cole, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure.